Good morning. So this gospel has a happy beginning, an even happier ending, and very practical lessons for all of us. It begins in a very happy way. There's a man that's born blind, and he meets Jesus, and his sight is recovered. Every time that you meet the Lord, something wonderful happens. That's a beautiful way to start. His eyes are suddenly opened. But that miracle occurs like in the first couple of sentences, and it's a long gospel. Actually, I read the short version of this gospel. It's actually three times longer. So he's healed at the very beginning, and then there's this long chapter afterwards. So what's going on there? So the gospel is really in these two sections. First, your eyes are opened, but the rest of the gospel is about once your eyes are opened, what do you see? Once your eyes are opened, what do you see? What do you recognize? There's a really interesting story that I think can help us recognize what the rest of this gospel is about. I can't remember if I've told this story or not before, but if I have told it before, you're going to hear it again. So this is a true story. A reporter came to Pope John Paul II, and they asked him, or he asked him, this kind of interesting imaginary situation. They said, Pope John, imagine that every single Bible in the world is confiscated. There is no scriptures, no Bible, anywhere in the world. But because you're the Pope, you have the authority to preserve one verse. Not a chapter, not a paragraph, one line, just one verse. What would you choose? And you can kind of think about that as a thought experiment yourself. Like, if you had that authority, like, what verse would you choose? But the reporter said, I don't want you to pick your favorite verse or the verse that you like. This is the only verse that all the people in the world, the only verse that they would have. You know, Pope John didn't even think about it. He just instantly answered this. And he said, John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. He just said it right away. John 8, 32. That verse reads this, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. So in this gospel, to the blind man, they're saying, now that your eyes are opened, what do you see? Do you see the truth of things? Do you see things that are real? Do you see things that are honestly real and objective? Do you see the truth? Do you see the truth of yourself? Do you see the truth of the Pharisees? Do you see the truth of who the person of Jesus is? Opening our eyes and seeing the truth of things is actually the definition of good mental health. People who open their eyes and see fantasies are not mentally well. They're seeing something strong, weird. But if you see what's actually going on, that's the definition of good mental health. So this gospel invites us to see ourselves honestly, to see others honestly, and to see our Lord honestly. But there's a kind of a very practical way to look at this. Sometimes we actually don't see the truth of the people around us that well. This gospel is really helpful for dealing with any of the irritating, annoying, and challenging people you might have in your life. I know you don't have any of those people in your life. But if you have somebody who's just annoying or irritating or challenging, it's always making you mad, insulting you, maybe calling you names, or just, you know, trashing this or that, we can kind of lose our temper about that. We lose our temper when we have an unexpected bad surprise. Some unexpected bad event makes us lose our temper. But if you think about it, the people who are annoying and challenging and irritating to you today probably acted the same way yesterday and the day before and the week before. And they probably do it a lot. And if they've done it a lot before and today, they're probably going to do it again tomorrow. So there should be nothing unexpected about it. It should never take us by surprise. And so if we see the truth about who these people are, which is they're jerks, they're stupid, they're impolite, they're just bad people, if we see the truth, then we're no longer surprised by what they do. We don't lose our temper, and our response to them is likely to be more calm and reasonable and rational. We don't get all upset about it. This gospel really invites us to see the truth of who people are. If we magically think that irritating people who were irritating yesterday are going to be magically nice today, that's not living in the truth. If we think that people who are just tremendously annoying yesterday, magically thinking that they're going to be different today, is not living in the truth. This gospel invites us to have a much more peaceful life by living in the truth of things, the way people actually are. Now that our eyes are open, what is it that we see? And Lent is the time to open our eyes and see our world as it actually is, and we will have the same joy that this man had in the gospel.